Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today is a combined episode because I was unable to be with you on yesterday, so I am bringing forth the episodes for November 1st and 2nd. So we're coming from 2 Chronicles chapters 29 through 30 and Ecclesiastes 3 and 4. 2 Chronicles 29 through 30, and Ecclesiastes chapters 3 and 4. Amen. As I said, it's always a pleasure. Here we are already in the month of November. We began this journey in this series on January 1st, and I give glory and honor to the Lord because he is faithful in all things, and we have been able to bring forth the word of God, amen, in preaching and reading of the word in prayer, amen, and you are being blessed. Glory to God. Every time we open up the word of God and we begin to read, amen, something happens. Amen. There is an impression made in our spirits. There is something that is taking place in our lives that whether we see it and recognize it or not, amen, anytime the Spirit of the Lord is present, there is something happening in the atmosphere. And we give glory to the Lord because he is here even right now. We serve the true and the living God. There is no other God. Amen. He is the only true and living God. Amen. He's our creator. He's our help. He's our strength. He's our provider. He is our strength. He's our sustainer. Glory be to God. He sustains our life from danger seen and unseen. We don't even know as we walk out, amen, our doors every day that there are things that are happening in the atmosphere, in our surroundings, that the Lord is protecting us from. He's actually keeping his back from us, so we don't even see all the things that could have been because God has already taken care of it. Because he is the great shepherd, amen, the shepherd that David talks about in the 23rd Psalm when he talks about the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want, because the Lord has already provided even before we knew we needed. Amen. He's provided already. Glory. This is the God that we serve. Amen. This is the God that we give honor to. This is the God that we read about in the scriptures. Amen. And we praise and we magnify his name. Amen. I give glory and honor to the Lord today because he is God and there is no other. Amen. There's no other name given among men under heaven that whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. Amen. And he brought salvation. He brings salvation with his mighty hand. He is constantly in pursuit of each and every one of us to align us and realign us, to position us and reposition us. And I know you've heard me say it time and time again, but that is what the Lord is doing each and every day, getting us in position, getting us back in position. Because as we go out and we go on in forth into our lives, things happen, amen, to get us out of alignment, and the Lord is constantly, amen, putting us back into place, moving, maneuvering things and putting us back into place, moving something else and taking people out of our life, bringing people into our life, removing things from us and adding things to us to position us and reposition us, align us and realign us. That is the God we serve. He loves us with an everlasting love, amen, and he is constantly in pursuit of those he loves. We are the beloved of God. Amen. And he loves us so much that he does all this just for us. Glory to God. Look at the lengths he took to realign our relationship with him. We will always be in relationship with the creator. Amen. The God of the universe. We were always intended to be in relationship with him. Look at the lengths he took to realign us back into right fellowship, into right relationship, amen, to remove the alienation from us so that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and ask what we will and give glory and honor to him. Oh, I thank the Lord, amen. What lengths to come down through 40 and two generations, prophesying about the coming of Jesus from the very beginning of the Word of God. Prophecy began in Genesis. Amen. After the fall of Adam and Eve, amen, prophesying down through the generations and showing us types and shadows down through the generations, forming himself a body down through the generations, through 40 and two generations, the word says, 42 generations. Amen. And he formed himself a body. Amen. And that Kairos moment, amen, came. Glory to God. When Mary was confronted by the angel, amen, and told that she was with child of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, that Kairos moment, amen, came in Bethlehem on that evening when Jesus was born of a virgin. Amen, that Kairos moment came, amen, on that hill in Golgotha. Glory to God, when Jesus took every sin that we have ever committed, and ever will be committed upon himself. He be Adam, who once and for all, glory to God, rid us of that the first Adam brought upon us. He removed the curse. He removed the alienation. He removed the barrier. And he became our mediator. He became our life giver, our life sustainer. He became our savior and our hope. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give glory and honor to him today. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God is good to us. Amen. And he does not fail to be good to us at any time. Amen. We praise him and we honor him. Glory. This is the Lord that I have been talking to you about throughout this series, A Year in the Word. My Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the one, amen, that is in hot pursuit of you because he's not willing that any should perish. Glory to God. Not any. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, that all should be made, that all should come back again to right fellowship, because that is our intended place, to be in relationship with the Lord. Amen. Amen. We give him glory and honor. I am coming from again today from 2 Chronicles chapters 29 and 30. Amen. In Ecclesiastes 3 and 4. Let's pray. Glory. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God, as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, oh God. Amen. For the knowledge, Lord, that you are the true and the living God, almighty God, all seeing God, all knowing God, omnipresent God. That you are our strong creator. You are the great I am, the same God that delivered the Israelites out of the hands of Egypt. They were in bondage 400 years, and you heard their cry, and you delivered them out with mighty hands, with mighty signs and wonders. They came forth, Lord God, and we see throughout the history that you brought them out, Lord God, every time, Lord God, they entered into bondage, Lord. Oh, we give you glory and we give you praise, Lord God, for the knowledge that you are God. We thank you, Lord, for honoring us and choosing us, Lord God, to be carriers of your word, to be witnesses of the truth. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God, we give you glory and honor today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all of your majesty, Lord God, for all of your wonder. We thank you, Lord God, for your sovereignty. We give you glory, oh, God, because you are God. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us and showed, and you are showing us how to love you and how to love one another, even when we are not, Lord God, what we think each other should be. Lord, you're showing us how to love without conditions, without borders, without boundaries. That is the way that you love us. You love us in all of our wretchedness. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and your grace toward each and every one of us.
Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for your protection. I thank you, Lord. You are my hero today. Oh, God, I give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you for that you're doing in the spirit right now. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you have bound the spirit of the enemy and he cannot do the things that he desires to do because we are covered in your blood tonight. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for my covering, and it is you. Hallelujah. Jesus, I thank you. Oh, Lord God, I give glory, Lord God, to you for each and every one of my listeners. Lord, bless, heal, and deliver in their lives. I thank you, Lord God, for every breakthrough, for every breakout, for every healing. I thank you, Lord, for bringing salvation with your mighty hand. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for preparing us for every battle, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord, that you allow us to be still and know that you are God, because this battle, these battles are the Lord's. I thank you, Lord, that you go forth before us. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, and no weapon that is formed against us can prosper. No weapon, any ancient evil can bring, can do anything, Lord God. No weapon that's formed against us can prosper. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for your glory. You are glorious. Oh, Lord God, and I was created, we were created to bring your name glory, to make your name glorious. Oh, Lord God, and we honor you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I give you glory. I give you praise and I honor you, Lord God. Open these scriptures up wide before us, Lord God, and show us that we ought to glean this night, Lord God, from your word. Oh, Lord, make an impression, Lord God, in our hearts. Make an impression in our minds, in our souls, Lord God, that we come away from this series, Lord God, full, Lord God, fat on the word of God, Lord God, and full, Lord God, of your presence, Lord God, and revelation from God on high. Oh, Lord God, we praise you for that you're doing, and even all that you've already done. Bless, Lord God, as we go forth into the word today. Open it up before us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding as we go forward. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. We give him glory and honor. Glory to God, amen. We're going to go straight into 2 Chronicles. Glory to God, and we're going to go in. I will let you know when we have completed the Chronicles scriptures and go into Ecclesiastes. God bless. 2 Chronicles 29 through 30. Hezekiah became king when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father David had done. In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. Then he brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them in the east square and said to them, "Hear me, Levites, now sanctify yourselves, sanctify the house of the Lord your God, of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry out the rubbish from the holy place. For our fathers have trespassed and done evil in the eyes of the Lord our God. They have forsaken him and have turned their faces away from the dwelling place of the Lord and turned their backs on him. They have also shut up the doors of the vestibule, put out the lamps, and have not burned incense or offered burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Therefore, the wrath of the Lord fell upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he has given them up to trouble, to desolation, and to jeering, as you see with your eyes. For indeed, because of this, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. My sons, do not be
negligent now, for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that you should minister to him and burn incense. Then these Levites arose, Mahath, the son of Amasai, and Joel, the son of Azariah, and the sons of the Kohathites, and the sons of Merari, Kish, the son of Abdi, and Azariah, the son of Jehaliel, of the Gershonites, Joah, the son of Zimmah, and Eden, the son of Joah, and of the sons of Elizaphan, Shimri, and Jael, of the sons of Asaph, Zechariah, and Mattaniah, sons of Heman, Jehiel, and Shammai, the sons of Zedudan, Shemaiah, and Uziel. And they gathered their brothers, sanctified themselves, and went according to the commandment of the king, at the words of the Lord, to cleanse the house of the Lord. Then the priests went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it, and brought out all the debris that they found in the temple of the Lord to the court of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took it out and carried it to the brook Kidron. Now they began to sanctify on the first day of the month. And on the eighth day of the month, they came to the vestibule of the Lord. So they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days. And on the 16th day of the month, they finished. Then they went to King Hezekiah and said, we have cleansed all the house of the Lord, the altar of burnt offerings with all its articles, and the table of showbread and its articles. Moreover, all the articles which King Ahaz in his reign had cast aside in his transgression, we have prepared and sanctified, and there they are before the altar of the Lord. Then King Hezekiah rose early, gathered the rulers of the city, and went up to the house of the Lord. And they brought 7 bulls, 7 rams, 7 lambs, and 7 male goats for a sin offering for the kingdom, for the sanctuary, and for Judah. Then he commanded the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them on the altar of the Lord. So they killed the bulls, and the priests received the blood and sprinkled it on the altar. Likewise, they killed the rams and sprinkled the blood on the altar. And they also killed the lambs and sprinkled the blood on the altar. Then they brought out the male goats for the sin offering before the king and the assembly, and they laid their hands on them. And the priests killed them, and they presented their blood on the altar as a sin offering to make an atonement for all Israel. For the king commanded that the burnt offering and sin offering be made for all Israel. And he stationed the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with stringed instruments, and with harps, according to the commandment of David, of Gad, the king's seer, and of Nathan, the prophet. For thus was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets. The Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. Then Hezekiah commanded them to offer the burnt offerings on the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord also began, with the trumpets and with the instruments of David, the king of Israel. So all the assembly worshiped, the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded. All this continued until the burnt offering was finished. And when they had finished offering, the king and all who were present with him bowed and worshiped. Moreover, King Hezekiah and the leaders commanded the Levites to sing praise to the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. So they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshiped. Then Hezekiah answered, and now that you have consecrated yourselves to the Lord, come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of the Lord. So the assembly brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a willing heart brought burnt offerings. And the number of burnt offerings which the assembly brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. All these were for a burnt offering to the Lord. The consecrated things were 600 bulls and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too few, so they could not in all the burnt offerings. Therefore, their brethren the Levites helped them until the work was ended and until the other priests had sanctified themselves. For the Levites were more diligent in sanctifying themselves than the priests. Also, the burnt offerings were in abundance, with the fat of the peace offerings and with the drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of the house of the Lord was set in order. Then Hezekiah And all the people rejoiced that God had prepared the people since the event took place so suddenly. And Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah, and also wrote letters to Ephraim and Manasseh that they should come to the house of the Lord at Jerusalem to keep the Passover to the Lord God of Israel. For the king and his leaders and all the assembly in Jerusalem had agreed to keep the Passover in the second month, for they could not keep it at all at the regular time because a sufficient number of priests had not consecrated themselves, nor had the people gathered together at Jerusalem. And the matter pleased the king and all the assembly. So they resolved to make a proclamation throughout all Israel from Beersheba to Dan that they should come to keep Passover to the Lord God of Israel at Jerusalem, since they had not done it for a long time in the prescribed manner. Then the runners went throughout all Israel and Judah with letters from the king and his leaders and spoke according to the commandment of the king. Children of Israel, return to the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Then he will return to the remnant of you who have escaped from the hand of the kings of Assyria. And do not be like your fathers and your brethren who trespassed against the Lord God of their fathers, so that he gave them up to desolation, as you see. Now do not be stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves to the Lord and enter his sanctuary, which he has sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. For if you return to the Lord, your brethren and your children will be treated with compassion by those who lead them captive, so that they may come back to this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful and will not turn his face from you if you return to him. So the runners passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh as far as Zebulun, but they laughed at them and mocked them. Nevertheless, some from Asher, Manasseh, and Zebulun humbled to Jerusalem. Also, the hand of God was on Judah to give them singleness of heart to obey the command of the king and the leaders at the word of the Lord. Now many people, a very great assembly, gathered at Jerusalem to keep the feast of unleavened bread in the second month. They arose and took away the altars that were in Jerusalem, and they took away all the incense altars and cast them into the brook Kidron. Then they slaughtered the Passover lambs on the 14th day of the second month. The priests and the Levites were ashamed and sanctified themselves and brought the burnt offerings to the house of the Lord. They stood in their place according to their custom, according to the law of Moses, the man of God. The priest sprinkled the blood received from the hand of the Levites, for there were many in the assembly who had not sanctified themselves. Therefore, the Levites had charge of the slaughter of the Passover lambs for everyone who was not clean to sanctify them to the Lord. For a multitude of the people, many from Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun had not cleansed themselves, yet they ate the Passover contrary to what was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, "May the good Lord provide atonement for everyone who prepares his heart to seek God. The Lord God of our fathers, though he is not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary." And the Lord listened to Hezekiah and healed the people. So the children of Israel were present at Jerusalem. The children of Israel who were present at Jerusalem kept the Feast of Unleavened Bread 7 days with great gladness. And the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, singing to the Lord, accompanied by loud instruments, gave encouragement to all the Levites who taught the good knowledge of the Lord. And they ate throughout the feast 7 days, offering peace offerings and making confession to the Lord God of their fathers. Then the whole assembly agreed to keep the feast another 7 days, and they kept it another 7 days with gladness. For Hezekiah, king of Judah, gave to the assembly 1,000 bulls, 7,000 sheep, and the leaders gave to the assembly 1,000 bulls and 10,000 sheep, and a great number of priests sanctified them. The whole assembly of Judah rejoiced. Also the priests and Levites, all the assembly that came from Israel, the sojourners who came from the land of Israel, and those who dwelt in Judah. So there was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, there had been nothing like this in Jerusalem. Then the priests, the Levites, arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to his holy dwelling place, to heaven. I have read, and you have heard from 2 Chronicles chapters 29 and 30. Amen. We're going now to Ecclesiastes chapters 3 and 4. Amen. To the glory of God Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that ever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken away from it. God does it that men should fear before him. That which has already been and what is to be has already been. And God requires an account of what is past. Moreover, I saw under the sun, in the place of judgment, wickedness was there. And in the place of righteousness, iniquity was there. I said in my heart, God, judge the righteous and the wicked. For there is a time. There for every purpose and every work. And I said in my heart, concerning the condition of the sons of men, God test them, that they may see that they themselves are like animals. For what happens to the sons of men also happens to animals. One thing befalls them, as one dies, so dies another. Surely they all have one breath. Man has no advantage over animals, for all is vanity. All go to one place, all are from the dust, and all return to the dust. Who knows, sons of men, which goes upward, and the spirit of the animal which goes down to the earth? So I perceive that nothing is better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, and for that is his heritage. For who can bring him to see what will happen after him? Then I returned and considered all the oppression that is done under the sun. And look, the tears of the oppressed, but they have no comforter. On the side of their oppressors there is power, but they have no comforter. Therefore I praise the dead who were already dead, more than the living who are still alive. Yet better than both is he who has never existed, who has not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. Again I saw, for all the toil and every skillful work, a man is envied by his neighbor. This also is vanity and grasping for the wind. The fool folds his hands and consumes his own flesh. Better a handful with quietness than both hands full, together with toil and grasping for the wind. Then I returned and I saw vanity under the sun. There is one alone without companion. He has neither son or brother. Yet there is no end to all his labors, nor is his eye satisfied with riches. But he never asks, for whom do I toil and deprive myself of good? So is vanity and a grave misfortune. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to keep to hold him up. I'm sorry, he has no one to help him. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Better a poor and wise youth than an old and foolish king who will be admonished no more. For he comes out of prison to be king, although he was born poor in his kingdom. I saw all the living who walk under the sun. They were with the second youth who stands in his place. There was no end of all the people over whom he was made king. Yet those who came afterward will not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and grasping for the wind. I have read and you have heard from 2 Chronicles 29 through 30 and Ecclesiastes chapters 3 and 4. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We give the Lord glory and honor today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise him for his word. Amen. To everything, there is a season. Everything, to everything, there's a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. Amen. There is a season. Amen. There are certain seasons in our lives, amen, that God has a purpose, amen, that he wants to perform. Amen. There is a season that is happening in your life right now, that there is a specific purpose that God wants to bring forward in you and out of you so that others, amen, are touched, others, amen, are blessed, others, amen, are healed by your testimony and by the presence of God in your life and by that he is doing for you. Others will be able to look at you and see, amen, the manifestation of God because of what he is doing in this season of your life for you. There is a purpose for your life. You are valued by God. Amen. Every human being on the face of this planet, amen, has a great purpose. We were all purposed for greatness. Amen. The Lord is excellent. Amen. And he brings forth excellence. Amen. And he is realigning and aligning and repurposing us for excellence and for greatness. Amen. That his spirit might be manifested. Manifest in us and through all the earth. Amen. Today is the day of salvation, and the Lord wants to do precisely that. Amen. Some of us throughout our whole life, we have felt like we are chasing our tail, like we're going in circles. Amen. It seems like we're on the train track. Find out later that we're back in the same place we were in when we started out. Amen. But that's not what God has for you. Amen. He wants to stop that circle. Amen. He wants to stop that cycle in your life. Amen. And realign you back into purposeful things, into meaningful things. He wants your life to be a good one. He wants you to enjoy your labor. He wants you to enjoy your life. Amen. And he is life. He's going to show you how to enjoy living here. Amen, and you sure enough will enjoy it in the then and there, because Jesus himself brings life. Amen. He said, I came that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Amen. That is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the life giver, the life sustainer. Amen. He is in control of all things. There is nothing too hard for him. It doesn't matter what you've done, what you've seen, what you've heard, what was told to you. Amen. It doesn't matter what followed you, what was transferred to you. Jesus is the one who brings life. He is the life sustainer. He is the deliverer. He has the last say. Not a man on the face of this planet has the last say in any of our lives. Only God does. Amen. And I present you to him tonight, Jesus Christ. He is, amen, your all in all. Whether you realize it or not, he is here to realign you. He is here to repurpose you. He's here, amen, to take away, amen, the scales from your eyes so that you can see that you are important to God, that you are loved by God, you are valued by him, and your life has meaning and great meaning, not just, amen, for you, but for those around you, amen, even those that may have stomped you down and said foolish things to you, they just don't realize what is in you, they just don't realize the greatness that God is bringing forward. Glory to God. Let him do it tonight. Amen. The word tells us whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. His name is Jesus. And if you will call upon his name, amen, he will show you great and mighty things that you never knew could possibly be. Amen. He will come and make his abode with you. Amen. You will do precisely what they did in the book of Acts. You will begin when his presence comes upon you. Amen. Hallelujah, you will begin to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives you utterance. Amen, and your life will never be the same again because Jesus will be present, amen, to lead and to guide, amen, to warn, amen, to show you, to direct your path, to shine a light before you and show you those great things that we've been talking about all this time, the greatness that God has placed in you. He wants to show you it. And he wants to bring it forth out of you so that it's manifested in the earth, so that it's manifested and others can be blessed and you will be blessed also. Amen. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. He is God. He is our deliverer. He's our help, our present help in the time of trouble. Amen. I give glory to God. Amen. I cover you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Right now, we cover you in the blood of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, that no evil thing can touch you. No evil thing can stop you. No ancient evil can prevent your purpose. No ancient evil can prevent your greatness from coming forward, your destiny from coming forth. You will burst forth as the morning in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we will burst forth as the morning. Amen. Past the objections of every evil that has been present in the atmosphere. We're bursting forth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey as we go forward in a year in the Word. Amen. Amen.